I'm Cullen. I play guitar. I sing. I guess I front the band.
You put out your second album, and as I read it, your first album was kind of with no money at all produced. So what was the first thing you did when you had money to do a record?
The first thing we did was kind of plan how we were going to record it. I think that having, it was kind of a combination of things for the second record. It was a combination of being able to kind of record in an environment that we thought would be cool. And also we were just had advanced or evolved or just gotten better musically or as musicians and songwriting. So I think it was a combination, and we just went in the studio.
You had Chris Godey as a producer. Yeah. How did that happen?
We were trying to kind of find producers to work with. I think we ended up going with Chris because, we had heard that he was really cool and nice guy and was also very talented. And I think he was really good at being able to kind of flesh out ideas that we had and kind of work with us in a way that would help, got us familiar with the studio, because we weren't familiar with the studio, and there's a lot of certain things that change when you record yourself when you go into the studio. It's like a totally different thing. And so I think he was really good with that, and he was just really responsive, and I think he did a really good job mixing the album the way that there's a lot of instruments going on and that they don't sound super, and they don't sound like they're overcrowding each other. I think that everything kind of sits and floats together and meshes really well. So,
did the recording of this album take longer or shorter than the last one?
Well, I mean, due to like time constraints and budget constraints, the record was done like in 20 days, whereas the first record was done over the course of like a couple months. And that's one of the things that it is a major difference between recording yourself and recording in a studio, because in recording in a studio you have a deadline and you pay to record, whereas at home you own all equipment, so you can record something, and if you don't like it or you can't figure out what to put on a certain song, you can just leave and come back, and there's no real time limit unless you want to constrain yourself to it. But So it was the Diet Blonde was recorded a lot sooner and quicker.
Did you do the songwriting in these 20 days as well?
No. The songwriting was kind of songs. As soon as we were done with the debut, as soon as it was released, we started writing more songs. I think Smile was really in its infancy, but it was done right after. We had, in June of, 2009, and All Die Young was written in the fall of 2009. A lot of the writing for that album kind of occurred during the fall of 2009, early 2010, and then kind of in the studio we put together a couple ideas and made a couple more songs. But for the most part, it was written right after the first record.
Do you think there was a lot of pressure? I mean, 20 days to record, and then also it's the second album after the first one.
I mean, it was stressful. The first album really didn't put us in a place where we had a huge fan base or anything. So none of us were really worried about being stressed out. Like it's the second record, we have to live up to some huge expectation or anything like that. I think for us, it was let's just go at this and start new and kind of build upon what we've done in the past, make it better and bigger sounding, and that was kind of the goal for Diet Blonde.
Do you now feel the pressure? Because you kind of exploded on the internet, and your album was suddenly everywhere.
I don't feel the pressure that I need to make something for people to listen to. I think for me, if there's any pressure, it's just that I want to make something that I think is good as Diet Blonde, and something that, songs that are better. Because I think for us, we never want to make the same record twice, and we want to make stuff that we won't hate, listening to it later. If there's any pressure, it's just from myself to, be creative and make sure that I make something that I like and that I think people will like as well.